Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Hi guys, this is Matt Chiruca from Beckner Robotics. You're listening to the New Warehouse Podcast. And my safety tip today is RIA just released a new mobile robot standard 15.8 that distinguishes AMRs from AGVs, and just that when you're dealing with mobile robots, know what type you are using and what safety standards you should follow accordingly.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Today's warehouse is battling perpetual peak season, a widening labor gap, and skyrocketing demand. Vecna Robotics makes it possible to gain control over the chaos, achieve faster throughput, and a safer workplace. Their AMRs use the most advanced navigation, obstacle avoidance, and path planning technology in the industry, all powered by Pivotal. To ensure the right robots are in the right place at the right time, visit VecnaRobotics.com today to get started with flexible OpEx pricing. Again, that's VecnaRobotics.com.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am joined by Matt Chiruca. He is the Director of Strategy at Vecna Robotics, and you may be familiar with Vecna. We've talked to them a few times on the show. So he's going to give us an idea of what Vecna is up to for ProMat DX this year, which we are recording during virtually, of course, which is the DX part in ProMat. So he's going to talk to us about what they're showing off, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he thinks the current state of warehouse automation is, and also what the next big technology that might be happening in the space might be. So Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Kevin. Doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. Happy to have you on this show. I've talked to a couple people from Vecna before. We've never connected, so it's good to connect with you. So for those that may not be familiar with Vecna, why don't you just give us a brief overview of what it is that you guys do?
Sure. So Vecna Robotics is a warehouse automation company focused on autonomous material handling equipment. So we take existing platforms such as tuggers and forklifts and integrate the ability for those to become self-driving vehicles. And those vehicles are fully autonomous in the sense that they have the ability to dynamically route, drive around obstacles that get in their way, and adapt to the environment around them as opposed to following a fixed virtual path. And so that's what Vecna has become most famous for in the market.
All right, great. And I think most recently I spoke to Jeff Huert over there. We talked about the Silverback Counterbalance, the fork truck that you guys recently came out with, and I think which is up for MHI award too as well. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, what are you guys showing off at ProMat DX this year, and what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, so we've got demos of all of our platforms and technologies. So each of my teammates have covered full range of portfolio. The Tugger, which is really good at automotive applications, mm-hmm. dynamic milk runs. We've got our pallet jacks. The new Silverback that you mentioned, which is a counterbalance lift, and so that has full vertical pick-and-place abilities for, you know, stacking, de-stacking, end-of-line, kind of standard applications like that. And then we also did a demo of our Pivotal Fleet Orchestration Platform, which is a dynamic optimization software that takes a look at all the work that needs to happen across our various mobile robots and is able to prioritize and assign tasks in such a way to optimize how the full fleet's going to function instead of just kind of being a job scheduler and a traffic cop.
Yeah, very cool. And I know that Pivotal is very powerful. So how is the reception so far? We're on day 4 now as we're recording this of ProMat DX. So how has the reception to Vecna been overall in the virtual space?
It's been good. It's definitely different than being in person. I do miss having the platforms there and being able to see everybody. But the demos have gone really well for us. Definitely had a lot of interesting conversations. It's been nice connecting with partners as well. And so I think the digital space and the way that they're connecting people has led to different conversations and a different style trade show than we normally have. But all in all, it's still been a very positive experience, and it's always a lot of fun seeing, you know, everybody at their best and what's new in the industry.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's interesting, you know, especially for our industry to take it virtual because so much is visual and you know, want to touch stuff. But, you know, it's good to hear that you guys are still getting good traction and reception and things of that nature. So, you know, you mentioned in there, you know, it's good to see what everybody is doing at their best. So I'm curious, you know, seeing what is going on at ProMat DX and the different technologies that are out there now and what's coming up, what do you think the current state of warehouse automation is?
What we've seen over the past couple of years is there's been a lot of advancements in, you know, new technologies such as mobile robots and piece picking robots that are now moving into, you know, mixed case depalletizing and whatnot. And I think what a lot of the customers are really interested in now is how do I tie all of these things together, right? So I know that I want this system from this vendor and this system from that vendor, and there isn't a one size fits all. There isn't, you know, one person out there that can get me every technology that I need. And so what's going to be the software platform or platforms that enable me to have all of these things work together?
Interesting. Yeah. I think that's one thing that is going to be the driving factor to getting a lot of, you know, companies to start to adopt to as well, because like you mentioned, there's the specific use cases for specific robots, specific automation solutions, but there's not a lot of companies that are, you know, trying to solve every problem. It's like the company is trying to solve one problem, whether it's, you know, mentioned piece picking or the AMRs, but it's how do those all work together? Because we all, you know, in the warehouse itself, you know, we're going to do all those different operations. So I agree with you definitely that I think, you know, the software that's going to be the conduit to making that happen and getting everybody connected is going to be key in pushing the industry forward. So what have you seen, you know, that is probably the most exciting thing for you at ProMat DX so far?
For me, I think one is just seeing the maturity of the solutions that are coming out. I know when we first moved into this space a couple of years ago, it was really starting with just, can we prove the basics of the technology work? And now it's at the point where people are jumping straight to the, I know this works, but how are you going to get me your ROI? How is this going to work for me? And we're starting to see early versions of these platforms that I was just talking about there of how we can tie all this together. And so you're seeing offerings that streamline WMS integrations and offerings that are helping with, you know, scaling up fleets and how you can manage that across all of your different sites, and you can see these softwares that enable the handshakes and that orchestration component. So I think it's an interesting start of kind of the next cusp of automation where all of this is finally going to start trickling out into the mass market instead of just, you know, pilots with a handful of customers here and there.
And now a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Supply Chain Mavens. The past year has been full of fascinating and complex supply chain news, from shortages and forecasting challenges to issues with COVID-19 test components to the never-before-seen speed to market of the vaccine. In the past year, logistics and supply chain professionals like you have been nothing short of miracle workers. Supply Chain Mavens helps your team to continuously improve by developing tailored training solutions to enhance your team's competencies so they can successfully work across all aspects of supply chain. They offer exam preparation for the coveted APICS, certified in logistics, transportation, and distribution designation, as well as education and topics across the supply chain. Visit them at supplychainmavens.net/new warehouse to learn how they can help you advance your team's performance. That's supplychainmavens.net/new warehouse. Now back to the show. Definitely very interesting. And so you mentioned you guys, you know, just a couple of years ago, you guys are just moving into the space. So how has it been to watch the evolution of this technology? And, you know, you said you went from, you know, just being like some pilot use cases to now like people, you know, just concerned about ROI, which means, you know, they're educated about it and they know it's something they need. So how has it been to watch that evolution over the last couple of years?
I mean, it's been very exciting for us. You know, we were early players in this space, and so we kind of followed that trend as well. And I remember being at ProMat 4 years ago, where we were on the automate side, along with most of the other people in our like general space. And we all had these very tiny booths and no one knew who we were, what we were doing. And now it's at the point where people come up directly to us. And instead of, you know, being like, can it even navigate? Is it safe? They're at the point of like, hey, I've got Manhattan 2016 and this is what my building looks like. Like, what can you guys do for me? You know? And so the whole attitude has changed, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's interesting. Even I guess when I first started getting into this on the podcast side and, you know, learning about these things, and I went to ProMat for the first time in 2019, even from just that 2 year difference, I mean, I think there's been a lot of change. And, you know, like you said, I mean, I've seen the same thing where, you know, people are more educated, and they're, you know, instead of being, I guess, skeptical about it in a sense, like they know what they want, and they're just figuring out, you know, what's the right one to get, right? So very interesting stuff, and definitely cool to see the evolution. I think it's going to continue as well. So, you know, in that sense, what do you think is the next big technology that's going to have like a big impact on the warehousing space?
I think it all goes back to that concept of the overall facility orchestration. There's a lot of, you know, integrators that are adopting these new technologies, and they each have their own softwares that help systems tie together with each other. And you're seeing some interesting plays in like the WES space and whatnot. But the different layers of warehouse management and how you optimize across all those different ones, right? So, you know, warehouse management systems are getting more intelligent, and warehouse execution systems are tying in more systems together. And then when you get down to your agent level, how do all the agents play nice together, and how can all these systems talk with each other even if they're not being directly managed by one master software, right? We're still very early in that portion of it, I think, of like getting all the individual agent level systems, or, you know, like warehouse control systems, to at least like share information with each other and enable that interoperability and that coordination.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that's a big thing. And like as you mentioned earlier too, you know, to getting all these different things to communicate with each other and be able to work together, and interoperability is certainly a word that I've heard a couple of times this week. So I think that's kind of on the next big thing, and on the cusp, as you mentioned, you know, and it's gonna kind of change everything and make sure that things are more more easy to implement as well, and also help those customers adopt the technology a little more easily than, you know, it may have been in the past. So very interesting stuff, Matt. So I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking about this stuff. How can people find out more information about Vecna Robotics?
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Really glad to be here. And if you're interested, you can find us online at vecnarobotics.com. And please feel free to reach out to anyone on the team. We'd be happy to take an assessment for you.
All right, great. And we'll put that information on thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Matt, thank you once again for your time on today's show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.